Blog Talk Radio.
Stop scrolling. Get off the pot. And flush it. And listen to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. To reach Bill live, call 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Now, here's your host, Billy Borelli.
What is going on with ya? Welcome to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. I'm going to talk like I'm from Baltimore. No, I'm not. I don't even know how. Well, I do know how people talk from Baltimore, but I'm not going to do it. What's up? It's been a long time, hasn't it, folks? It was, man, it's been a month. Lots happened in a month. My birthday. I've got a little bit of a allergy thing going on with my voice. I'm not sure what it is. So hopefully I can breeze through this half an hour and yeah, bullshit with you. Take some drink a little here. Well, it's Gatorade and water. Wow, I got the Giants game in the background. It's Dodgers and Giants. And yeah, life is good. Life is good. It's Friday. The weather is kind of, you know, rainy, but it's not that bad. It's a good day. Had some good news today. What happened in the last month? Two big things happened to me. I lost a job and I got a job. So there you have it. Those that know me very well know where I used to work and know probably why I no longer work there. And those of you that know me well and have just found out, I just found out today that I got hired for the new job. So I'll still be on the air. I'll still be doing my thing. And I'll still be coughing without a cough button. So how about them apples? How about those apples, huh? You like apples? What about these apples hanging out of my boxes and my bowls? What's going on? Like I said, I'm listening, watching the Giants game. What's been in the news lately? There's this big thing about, we'll go over that. There's a big thing about the laws that are in place in Mississippi and North Carolina saying it is against the law for a transgender to use the men's restroom or transgender to, I think that's how it's worded. I'm going with the general consensus of what I don't know and what I know. Which is, there's a law that says in those states that as a transgender, you cannot use the restroom that you now identify with. So if you are a man and you now identify as a woman, you can't use the women's restroom and vice versa. Now, people are like, oh my God, that's so racist. First of all, shut your fucking trap. It's not racist. It's anti-something or other. But it's not. That's the thing. And hear me out before you go to sir. Let me log off of your show, you damn racist, conservative bastard, gun-loving freak. Now we've, if by doing so, by saying, oh, well, you know, since you identify as a woman now, you can use the women's restroom. No problem. Think of, and you're probably going to know what I'm about to say, think of the mothers that come in there with their children. Assisting them to use the restroom. Because when you're a mommy and you're grocery shopping or you're at the mall or you're somewhere where there's a restroom and you got a kid, two kids, three kids, watching a bunch of kids and they all have to use the restroom, what are you going to do? You're going to, oh, just go outside and squat. Take a piss in the bushes. No, you're going to take them in the women's restroom. Little boys and little girls, when they're old enough to use the restroom by themselves, that's when they go in the restroom designated for their sex. Not if I get sex or not, but designated by the sex they were born in. What if it's a hermaphrodite? You show me a damn hermaphrodite then. Show me a hermaphrodite. Show me it exists. Because as far as I can tell, I haven't seen one. It's like a damn unicorn, a rainbow unicorn. Oh, you seen one? Well, then shut up. Hermaphrodite, it's born with both. Show me. Show me. I'm one of those. If you can't show me, shut your trap. Why don't you show me to shut your trap? Because you don't know. Show me facts. Present me facts. Give me a fact that backs up your statement and backs up what you think you believe in. Otherwise, shut your hole. Because you can't convince me otherwise by what you feel. It's what's factual. The sky is blue when the sun's out. The sky is black when the sun sets. That's a fact. That's a fact. We sleep. That's a fact. We wake up. That's a fact. Those are plain facts. Not, what if it's a hermaphrodite? That's racist. So what you've done is you opened the door for sick fucks to say, well, you know, I'm a dude now, so I'm just going to throw on a dress and go use the women's restrooms all over wherever I can because I want to see some clam. I want to see some bald clam. I'm just going to walk in. Hey, ladies, how you doing? No, I'm a chick. Yeah, I'm a chick. You know, it's good. It's good. You know, what are you doing with that camera? Nothing. I'm just in a documentary, you know, on my sex change operation. This is like phase one where I wear the clothes. So don't worry about the cameras and the camera crew. It's, you know, it's, this is going to be a documentary. Sure it is. So people are like, oh my God, don't go to North, South, whatever the fuck, Carolina. Don't go to Mississippi. Don't go there because it's a law. The law is protecting, if you understand, children and people that don't want to be peeped in restrooms where it's supposed to be private. There's a reason why restrooms are designated male and female. Dicks go on one side, clams go on the other. How is that to understand? It has nothing. If you want to transgender yourself, fucking do it. The faster the better. Maybe it'll change your fucking bitchy attitude. Cut your dick off with a rusty razor blade. I don't care. It's not mine. Do what you want with your tools. You leave my tool alone because I know what my tool is used for. You want to change your tools? Go for it. I don't give a damn. But you're not going to sit up there claiming you're a transgender with a dick and balls walking into a women's room where there's women pissing and shitting with possible kids in there. No. No, I'm afraid not. Until you – and there is no – see, here's the thing. I get the argument. Well, they don't identify as men. Okay. So are they going to sit down to piss? Stand up? Where's the urinal in this damn place? You're in the women's restroom. Well, I'll just piss in the sink then. You see what I'm saying? I mean, if you're generally a woman, if your peni has been shoved up you, cut in half like a sausage, filled with cheese, topped with mustard, and put in a bun and stuffed upside you, well, then maybe you're a woman by change, not by DNA, not by, there's another term that it eludes my memory at the moment because I'm old and slow. So what I've been seeing is facilities have been kind of catering to this, and that's good. That's a very good thing. For example, 24-hour fitness, one of them does, the other one doesn't. It's like male or female, and either one, you're fucked. But there's one that has a both. And they've kind of put like, oh, it's male, female, handicapped. All right? Yeah, handicapped. There you go. Let's put a nice little white guy with a big butt. He's sitting on his big ass. And let's, you know, let's put him in on the picture so people know, oh, it's handicapped. Okay, you know, go ahead. Yeah, you could use it. So I get that. You're using, you can, hey, both people can use it. I mean, gas stations are kind of like that. There are some men and women, but there is both. You can, it's both. It's like, fuck it. When you really have to go piss, I mean, come on. When you really have to go piss, guys, you hold that shit before you use a women's restroom, don't you? It's like running down your leg. You're in pain. You're grabbing yourself. You're like, and you're holding that in. It hurts too. And you don't want to use that women's restroom because you know what? A woman's going to come along and she's got her clam tight and she's like, and she's trying not to pee all down her leg. You know, it's like you want to do the right thing. guys want to do the right thing. Now, if you're doing a sex change, maybe you just don't give a fuck. Maybe you're so selfish that you don't care. Well, since I got a sex change, I'm special then. Fuck everybody else. I got a sex change, or I identify as a woman now. So that must mean you all should cater to me. How fucking selfish are you? Really? How selfish are you? We didn't tell you. We didn't put a fucking gun to your head and tell you to chop your dick off. Did we? Did we? No. Nobody put a gun to your head. You did it on your own. So we're not going to cater to you. You find a way to make do. You did it to yourself. You make do. Sorry, but that's the plain, honest truth. Those of you that know me and want to unfollow me on whatever the fuck, Facebook or Twitter and Snapchat and Instagram and whatever, go for it. That's your choice. Nobody's putting a gun to your head. But that's what I believe in. It's not anything against transgenders. Like I said, you want to do that? Fine. We guys were dressing up as women in the 70s during trick-or-treating. That was fun. It was like, look at that guy. He's like dressed like a chick. He's got a mustache. Give him some candy. You know? I mean, are we that so fucking sensitive? Are we catering to everybody? Do we have to be hyper politically correct? Hyperlitically correct? That's the new word. Hyperlitically correct. We're so overbearing with the politically correct stance that you can't do anything. You can get away with being a fucking baby. It happens in retail. It happens in customer service. It happens in law enforcement. It happens everywhere you go. People are so afraid. Oh, what are they going to say? They're going to give me a bad review. What are they going to do? Oh, my God. We're so afraid of somebody saying something bad about us. I mean, I'm almost biting my tongue here because am I going to lose listeners based on what I believe in? Is somebody going to speak up besides Donald Trump? Sorry, but he's speaking up. If you don't like it, can't the hell out of the kitchen, whatever that term. Can't fool me once, and shame on me. Fool me, can't fool me again. Anyway, I think I've wasted a bunch of time talking about that. I was only supposed to be on there for like a couple of minutes. It's spring break. What's going on with spring break? I think my neighbors are listening to me like, oh my God, that guy's going crazy again.
It's spring break. Imagine, if you will, your inebriated daughter twerking in front of hundreds of drunk frat boys with their cell phones out. Little Susie is going to have more hits on her twerk video than Muhammad Ali has ever taken in the ring. We all know he's taken a lot of hits in his career. Meanwhile, your little Connor is stuck in a Mexican jail, bartering his release by agreeing to be a drug mule. Abre ancho, Connor.
What's going on? Hey.
Hi.
No, nothing? You don't know what's going on with your kids in Guadalajara or Miami? Oh, you know, nothing? No, you don't want to know? Man, it's crazy. Don't you see isn't there enough YouTube videos to show you what's going on in Mexico? It's died down. I don't know if it's died down because it's not on the news. There's so much going on. So many people are getting their heads cut off. They're just like, we're not going to show you anymore. We have to show something else. We're being bombarded by the presidential election is what we are. Bombarded by the presidential election. Every now and then, ISIS bumps the shit out of somebody. Slip that in there. But let's flood you with Bernie Sanders. Feel the burn. Is there a more inept looking and sounding presidential candidate than him? He looks like, oh my God, he just looks like a senile professor whose glory years are past him. Really? I mean, we've had strapping presidents. You know, I mean, Obama, hey, you know, he's not a bad looking dude. I mean, you know, he's kind of tall and, you know, he's got them big ass ears, but hey, I mean, he's presidential. He has the appearance. That's it. If he shuts his mouth and just stands there and puts his hand over his heart once in a while, saluting the country, maybe salute a Marine or something. Is your arm broken, Wimpy? Do something. he looks presidential, at least. I mean, appears. Just don't say anything. Just stand there. Okay, good. Put the flag on your lapel. You're good. Shut up. Bernie Sanders? People make fun of. They're making fun of Donald Trump's hair. Yeah, okay. You know, it looks like a guinea pig. All right. So, fine. I mean, he's bald. But, you know, he's at least trying. He's covering it up. Sanders is just like, fuck it. I don't care about my hair. I don't care about this. All I care about is free stuff, free hair. I don't care about my glasses neither. You know, what we need to do is give away. We need to tax the rich. Hey, man, what if you worked so hard throughout your life, suddenly you're rich, and now he's trying to tax you? For what?
Oh, we need to pay for college, and we need to pay for health insurance. Everybody needs those, college and health insurance. And we're going to tax the rich and pay for those. So you could all go to school and not pay for it.
Imagine that. Imagine all these kids that are going to go to school for free, Bernie. Imagine what's going to happen. Schools are going to close down. Their funding is going to be gone. Who's going to fund these schools? Who's going to fund these programs? These teachers won't get paid. The schools won't get paid. What's going to happen there, Bernie? Did you think about that? You douche. Oh, don't get me on Hillary. She should be behind bars. Simple. That's it. Lying about the emails, lying about the server. She takes after her husband.
I did not have sexual relations with that email server. Hey.
Takes after him 100%. Has her friends murdered. They're the mob. Stay away from Clinton. Cruz. The only thing I'm hearing is that he's a womanizer and he likes hoes. You know, I mean, if his standards of whatever he's doing is under question, I hear he's kind of a liar too. And Trump's got a big mouth. What we're seeing right now is we're seeing a problem that there is no solid winner here. At least when Obama ran, I think it was the second time. Well, maybe the first time. No, the second time. It was him and, I forgot. But anyway, it was kind of like you could see either one of them being president, really. I mean, you could see that. These four guys, you know, these four, I can't see it. I just can't see it. You know, everybody makes fun of Trump and his name. They changed his name. So did they. They did that with a hundred thousands of other people that came through Ellis Island. Oh, we don't know how to pronounce your name, so we're going to give you Smith. Oh, forget about it. What do you do? My name is Amanda Smith. You know what I mean? Anyway. I got to get into the gym. No, not into the gym. I just got out of the gym today. The gym has become a skin festival. If you could show as much skin as you can, that's what my gym is becoming. It's not even that hot in there. I went in there today with shorts down on my knees. I had a t-shirt and a tank top underneath that. And the t-shirt, my t-shirt is kind of big, not droopy big, but it's nice size. You know, it hides, it covers well. And I'm seeing guys with barely a piece of shirt on. It's like, what are you doing? I think these dudes are just literally trying to show off. I don't understand the mentality of why are you showing off in a gym to a bunch of other guys? I mean, if you're homosexual, fine. If you're showing off because you want a boyfriend and you're cruising or doing whatever, great. Go up to them and say something. You obviously are showing them your tit. I saw the nipple slip. I wasn't looking. I happened to glance because I was looking at the machine over there to see if it was available. And here you are with your arm in the air. You know, oh, look at my abs. Look at my side. And there's my nipple. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see your dick print either. Wear some pants. Wear some shorts. It's unfortunate, though. There's a lot of guys that forget leg day. Well, today was my second leg day this week. So I don't really skip leg day. I just kind of hit it twice. But some guys, yeah, they kind of do. And they just stick their arms out. It's like, put your fucking arms down. You're not flexing. You're not on a stage. You can put your arms down. Fucking, oh, man, that is one of my biggest pet peeves ever, is these guys that think they're so big. Some of them are big, but you don't need to stick your arms out like that. Why? That pisses me off. Put your arms down. They don't need to stick way out to the side. You're not impressing me. You're not impressing anybody. And it's a pet peeve. It's because what are you going to bump people as you're walking next to them? Put your arm down. Fat guys, I can understand because there's this like buildup of fat that kind of right literally underneath the arm. There's like this lump, this roll. And they can't like, let me put my arms down. And then if you...
No, I can't put my arms down.
Yes, you can. Just relax. Don't be such a douchebag. Oh, my God. Jeez. Every other dude that walked in the gym was showing off in a tank top. I'm like, I don't get it. The women were covered. They were the most covered. I mean, I wasn't staring, but I noticed. It's like, okay, she's got a jacket on and pants. And they're kind of loose. They're not quite that loose. I mean, I can't see clam, but you know, they're workout pants. What are you gonna do? And some women wear tank tops, and they're pretty like high up. They're just like really high, you know. And some ladies, maybe they get hot easy. Oh my God, I get hot so easy. Don't lay near me. I get so hot. I'm so cold and I'm so hot. Make up your mind. But I get that. But guys, stop it. Stop with the tank tops. Stop showing off unless each of you want to go into the hot tub and jack each other off. That's the only thing I can think of. It's the only thing I can think of. You're all showing off for each other.
Let me look at myself in the mirror. Let me look and put my arms down. Let me see. I think I'm a big guy.
I mean, there's big dudes. Okay, who's? All right. Terry Crews, former NFL player. Not quite bodybuilder big, but big. Terry Crews. He dances and he acts and he's a great guy. He can have his arms straight down and still look menacing. He don't have to stick his arms. Let me put my arms way out here so you can see my wings. He's got his arms down like, run up, Dan, because I'll smack the shit out of you. I don't know. I know how he talks. He doesn't sound like that. But he's a perfect example. He doesn't need to stick his arms out. Put your arms down, assholes. All right. I think I went over like two topics. I wanted to go over a lot of topics here. I saw there was a car driving on the freeway on the way back from the gym. And he's like zipping in and out of traffic. He's speeding and he's getting, you know, he's tailgating. And it's like, you know, chill out, dude. Chill out. You're in a little old car. You're not proving anything to anybody. You're just like the guy at the gym with his arms out. Calm your little car down. Because I drive a truck now, V6, you know, it's got some power. He had stickers for both Lyft and Uber. And I'm like, okay, now we've gone and done it. There are people that are now driving for both. There are people that are now, oh, well, I now drive for Uber and Lyft, and I also deliver for Postmates, Grubhub, and DoorDash. Oh, congratulations. You do all that. Yeah, I deliver food while delivering people. Right. So that's why there's so many cars on the road. Okay. I see. That's good business for the car industry. There's more cars means more breakdowns, more mechanical work, more for the auto industry. I get it. Cool. You know, cool. Okay. You're generating jobs by being a jerk off on the street and on the freeway. Follow the rules of the road. It's simple. Simple. I've got a new one, though. Homates, Homates. So what it is a prostitution delivery service. You go to the app, you order your hoe, and you order your meal. You can get a world-class hoe and a sandwich at the same time. You know how guys are always like, hey, I'm done. You know, go make me a sandwich. Now they have it. That's your sandwich right there. Like, I'm done. I think I'll roll over and eat the sandwich now. You have your sandwich on one side and your hoe on the other. And you could tip her. You know, they drop her off. You oh, pick her up now. She's, you know, used up. My sandwich was good, though. Thanks. Homates. Simple. Who wouldn't go for that? Speaking of Homates, I had this random, like, thought in my head. You know, so I was watching this movie, James Gandolfini. I think it was his next to last movie before. Yeah, what the fuck? Before he passed away. And he's got, he just like ballooned up, you know, he's just like, so I'm watching this and I'm thinking, gosh, you know, then I kind of correlated, you know, having sex with your girlfriend or whatever. And you're just like, in the beginning, you're like, hey, girl, sound like Barry White. Oh, yeah, I want to make love to you all night long. I'm going to give it to you for a long time. 3 minutes later, you're like James Gandolfini.
I know what the fuck you're talking about. I got mine. Why don't you get your fucking yours? Go make me a sandwich. I'm tired. That was fucking 5 minutes of bullshit. What the fuck you talk? Come on, Tom. What the fuck you talking about? That was 5 minutes. 5 minutes of the best lovemaking I've ever done. What the fuck you mean? Am I the only one laughing? Is this thing on? I can't hear anything. There's no audience. There's nothing. The cat's outside. He's like done meowing.
Feed me.
So he's keeping a watch on the door. No, I learned to hump very early, and you learn these things instinctively as a male. You just like, you know, you hump stuff. I mean, when you go through puberty, it's like, whoa, what's this? This hurts. And then you bump it on something, you go, hey, wait, that now feels good. You know what I mean? First it hurts. Then when you like put pants on or rub it against, like, you know, you got stuck in an elevator somewhere, you like accidentally roll on your stomach, all of a sudden it feels good. So when that happens, you just start humping everything in sight. Everything in sight. I'm talking about couches. I'm talking about shoes, whatever. I mean, my mom had the velvet, when that velvet couch came home, I was like, oh, there's my bitch. That is my bitch. Look at that soft velvet. That's going to feel good. And it did. And then after like 2 years, she's like, you know, the couches don't feel the same anymore. What's going on? I'm like, I don't know. Why don't you go make me a sandwich or something? You know, and I had the softest pair of wool slippers. Oh, those things. Wow, they were the softest ever. I mean, they were just like, wow, it was like velvet. And then after a while, those became my new steel toe boots. I would put those up against the best Vibram boots ever. Those things were so, so rugged and rigid. I could kick walls down with those things.
My slippers. Never washed them.
They stunk like feet, though. No, in all honesty, they just smelled like feet. So I was like, eh, whatever. I'm lying, people. Jeez. I know, I'm acting like people are chatting to me. Like, stop doing the chat. Yeah, I'm lying. Are you kidding me? 90 seconds? Damn, that was fast. Anyway. So, yeah, I'm not fed up. I'm in a good mood. Like I said, I got a job. I'm about to go see Toy Called God. It's a local Bay Area band, thrash. I don't know what music, I guess, kind of. I don't know what, is there thrash anymore these days? Can we bring it back without the, can we just do like old Metallica thrash? Kind of like, you know, Kill 'Em All thrash? I'd like to do that. I'm going to get my band to do that. The old style Kill 'Em All. Let's do something, you know, rocky, but, you know, thanks.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter at Comedian Billy Bo. Tune in next time, boys and girls. You may now proceed to mindless scrolling. Thank you.